up?
Hey. That's the noise, man. That's the noise every time. Is that like an official iPhone only noise?
I believe so.
Mine doesn't do that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to episode six.
Six?
Six, bro.
Playlist.
Playlist number volume 29. 29. Y'all, it's been a week.
Guys, it's been a motherfucking year.
Right? Actually, this playlist is kind of is a conglomeration of from the past 2 weeks. Because we didn't record a playlist last week, even though we released one. That was because we were tricky. Smart.
Tricky shit.
Tricky shit. That was some tricky shit. Tricky! But we gave ourselves a buffer because we knew we were going to be busy. So
yeah.
We're all caught up right now. It is the...
Doesn't feel like it, though.
We're all caught up.
Like, so when you have all your study work done in school and you're mm-hmm. like, well, I'm done.
Oh.
No, it can't be true.
Can't be true. Yeah, we're all caught up. We're real time in it now. It's Tuesday.
What's
the 8th of October.
Happy Halloween, bitches.
Happy Halloween. Every day. It's Happy Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
Halloween 8th.
So, it's cool.
It's
Fuck everything.
Anyways,
I just hit my one tooth for all you out there who know that. I just hit the one. Fuck, dude.
Oh god. Okay, this is Chris Wu.
This
fam.
Is Wu Yifan, also known as Chris Wu.
Chris Wu.
He's a Chinese Canadian actor, singer, and model.
Ooh.
He's a former member of South Korean Chinese boy band EXO.
So he's a former member.
He
he's
was
not
in a he and he was in a subgroup.
So he's not in EXO anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, that's what I thought because I didn't recognize
him.
He
was in EXO M.
I don't know what that is.
Nor do I.
Super M.
All I know is he's.
I know EXO and I know Super M.
Painfully stunning.
Stunning.
It says here his height 6'2".
That's a good height.
He's 28. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
November 6th. He's got a birthday coming up.
So he's going to be 29.
He's going to be 29.
29.
Yeah.
So he's a 1990. No, just 90, right?
He's actually been in... some movies, actually. Yeah,
oh, well, yeah, he's a Canadian actor, bro.
Why the fuck is he in a movie? Oh, shit, balls.
Bro, so it begins.
What's
man.
Up, burners? Y'all, y'all, y'all. No, this is not Vin Diesel. He's in a movie with Vin Diesel, bro.
What the fuck? What movie with Vin Diesel?
XXX Return of Xander Cage.
I don't follow those movies.
Bruh.
Tell me what you were.
2017. There's some shit. Here we should
Nikki's looking at his Google page right now.
I see you, woo.
Anyways,
I see you.
This is 17,
all capital
fear. And so I'm trying to go back into my brain and remember everyone was freaking out about this comeback on Twitter. And I was like, I know who 17 is, right?
I wasn't there for it. I don't know what happened.
You weren't there for it, but it's okay. Tell me, what should I do? Okay, so everyone was flipping out about it on my Twitter feed because, you know, K-pop. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go see what all the hype is about. Because
are you ready?
Shut up. Dude, that part gives me just something. Anyways, so I went and looked it up. And I watched the music video one night after Nikki went to bed. So I was like, I just need to experience this.
Wow.
You know, I got to do stuff. Insomnia is a killer. But I watched the video and I sat there stunned.
Sick.
There's a move
in
this choreography that is the subtlest little grind I've ever seen
should
in
I
my life.
Should I describe it to you?
How
would
you
like me to describe it to you?
Yes.
Name that movie.
Would you like me to describe it to you?
Would you like me to describe it to you?
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's there and it's gone. Bro.
A tall person and a short person and shit's about to
it's
go
right
down.
There. The move is right here. Oh yeah, the move is right there. There will be gifts. There will be gifts.
Yeah, for sure. It's Lord of the Rings.
Would you like me to describe
when
it?
When Legolas is like, would you like me? He's like,
yeah.
Can you get me a box, bitch?
Right, exactly.
I can't see it.
Bro.
And he like, would you like me to describe it to you?
Helm's Deep.
And
I
then
got
he turns
you. Two
and
towers.
Looks at Legolas and they smile at each other. That's 5-5.
That's yes.
My bias right there.
Yes, you don't even know his name.
I don't, and it's
wow.
really funny.
You're in an unnamed relationship right now.
I'm cool with it. He's my bias based on his voice.
Right.
I didn't like look at any of them.
Yeah.
To pick.
You just
I was
listened.
Just like, whose voice is that?
Yeah.
And like, that's the one, bro. He's just a beautiful, normal boy.
I know. I feel like a fucking normie because
a normie.
I picked. I was just like. Vernon,
dude,
sorry.
Get out. Like whatever. I'd
but
fight
then,
him.
And I don't. I wouldn't fight him. I think you have the same feeling that you used to have towards J.K.
I very much love and support J.K.
Oh, I know this.
Vernon is like the new turd. Like, hey, bro.
All
what's
for love.
Up?
All for love.
Oh, sure.
But then, I don't. I think it's like
I love you, Vernon. If you're listening to this,
right,
you're
Vernon doesn't
to,
care. Like, dude, his Instagram handle, his name is. Brilliant.
What?
It's his last name. Everyone must pronounce it Chu. It's C-H-W-E.
Oh, yeah.
So like Tway,
yeah.
Twi, not Chu, is his
Twa.
Don't
call
quote
me Chu.
Don't quote me. Yeah. It,
is that what
Tway,
it is?
Tway, not Chu.
Yeah. Yes. Like a bless you.
Right. A Chu. It's not Chu, though. It's not Chu. His like... American name is like Hansel Vernon, then his last name, and then his Korean name is Han Sol.
And Han Solo.
Han Sol. No, not Solo.
He's a great dancer.
Yes.
He's great at conveying
that
demons.
That dance move that will be portrayed
yes.
in many a story.
He does it the best.
Like,
yo.
Just go to our Instagram stories. I'll take a video for
now
it.
Now there's a few. Were you calling him Pex? Like, oh, was that Pex? Yeah, he does it good too. Ooh.
He does it amazing. I need to find out what Pex's name is.
God
I feel
bless
horrible.
You, Pex.
See, okay, but there's 13
it's
of them.
It's hard because everyone starts off having a nickname, no matter what group.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it takes.
You just go that one. And
it takes me longer.
So there's Pex
55. It seems.
And,
get some juice, K.
Oh yeah, I'll have it memorized when I look at it one time.
Because I know someone's like, shut up and tell me
who this is.
Bomb ass song is.
What's this bomb
ass
song?
Song's called Not Diet by Diggy D.
Digga?
Or Digga D.
Digga.
My bad.
D-I-G-G-A. Digga D.
I actually found this song through Zac Efron. Because he was
nice.
Like, he was like, hey bro, do you think this song's good for a video? And I was like,
home. He called you up and told you
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Okay. No, we was texting. Texting. We was texting. Two
texting.
Separate words.
Okay.
And I was like, bitch, that slaps. Put it over the video. And so he made an Instagram video of him like getting out of a car.
Yeah.
With this behind it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you drop it.
You drop it. He's British. He likes Skepta.
I like Skepta. I love this kind of accent.
Dude, it's the best, bro. Pop it, lock it. Drop it. Dude, there's something just different culturally about, like, international music.
Dude, I read a thing. It was, like, Adele and Skepta dating.
I saw that!
For real?
People were like, I'm not gonna believe it until they were wearing matching, like, jumpsuits. Like, sick. Velour, like, velvet jumpsuits.
I support.
Like, go for it.
Hell to the end.
Hell yeah. Put Adele on a Skepta song and vice versa. Skepta!
Skepta. This is Wide Awake by Deep Sea Diver.
Oh, okay, I think I need to get into who sent these now. Because, this is,
Oh my god, there's a fucking spider!
Jesus Christ,
oh
what?
Oh my god! Can you go away, bro?
Bro!
It's such
we're
an inappropriate
not friends.
Time.
Bad time, mate.
Oh my god.
Bad time.
He's like see-through white in the size of a dime. He's crawling up the fucking table.
Dude, just go back on the floor, man. Just go back on the floor. So we're going to try and ignore that, but yeah, keep an eye on it, because if it crawls on me, everything's going to be over with.
I've got a life to live.
Everything's going to be over with. Anyways, like we said, this whole playlist is...
is this like an instrumental?
I have no clue.
What's happening?
Who sent... or what's the name of the song again? One more time.
It's called Wide Awake.
Wide Awake.
Deep Sea Diver.
Yes, Jake. I'm going to try and pronounce your handle correctly.
Let me do it. I want to do it.
Jake _Eisendude. Top left.
Eisendude.
Jake _Eisendude.
For sure.
Yeah, this is what you sent us over the past 2 weeks. We didn't get to make a playlist last week because we were driving home from shows. So this is like everything I thought would be interesting. I picked. Not everything's in it, but I picked a bunch.
This sounds like
A
song I would put on for kids to come walk up to my haunted house at.
Oh, hell yes.
Like, yeah. Mom, I want to walk up to that house.
Hell yes.
Oh, they're singing.
Hell yes.
Nice.
I'm here for this.
It's Scott Pilgrim.
Dude, I'm here. This is something that James would have playing at Trust Ball. Yeah. There's a whole vibe of like the record store that we used to have in town that it got tore down. Fuck that.
By a piece of shit.
Oof. But I hope you're not listening. I doubt it.
I hope you are listening one day because fuck you, bitch.
Anyways, tore down.
And not paying me, okay? Fuck you. And your bad attitude.
Still bitter.
I ain't bitter. Facts are facts, bitch.
Facts.
Like,
dude. Anyways, trying to be posy here. Posy kicks, man.
Oh, bruh.
This sounds like something that James would have playing in Trustfall. And we would walk in, right? Like so many times. Every time we walk into Trustfall, I'd be like, James, what is this? And he'd tell me. And then he'd give me the whole backstory. Like, dude, James Lee Jones is a legend. He needs to be in movies. He needs to be famous. He needs to be
in like the Music Hall of Fame or whatever. Yes.
You know those guys in your towns that just are super cool. Like James has been skateboarding since forever. Like he used to walk around town in like a black trench coat. And you knew he was cool. Yes. But your parents told you stay away from that kid.
Yes.
Even though he was like probably one of the best kids ever, and he always had a guitar, and he was just knows everything about music, not in a cocky way, but like the cool dude way, who owns the record store,
like,
and will do anything for you. James is fucking awesome.
His outlook on life made you feel like invincible.
Yes,
like it doesn't matter if you're in a fucking pit, like. You can still make music in that pit because you can sing.
Right.
And then eventually your voice will drag you out of that pit.
Like, James could write a punk song about anything.
Dude, James and I played...
You did.
We improv'd a fucking punk song.
About, it was 4th of July.
Yeah,
it was
like,
Independence Day.
Fuck
it was
the
amazing.
Man and
I don't even remember.
Go America.
He played my guitar and it was amazing.
Anointed for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Dude.
I
know there's video of that
there
somewhere.
There is somewhere.
I had like power buns and a fucking like overalls on.
Dude, it was a time. Bro. We played outside the record store on the sidewalk before the fireworks one year.
Sick.
And it was the best part was you and James improvising something. And
Thank you.
Was like all about that.
Thank you.
It was just like improv.
Thank you.
It was the shit. James Lee Jones is the man forever and ever. Amen.
Don't touch me.
Right. Oop.
This is Late December by CU Space Cowboy.
Okay, so this is supposedly a heavy one.
This cover looks a little disturbing.
It's
different.
Your Instagram handle got cut off. Once sick noest. And it got cut off after that. But I think we met them last time we played Square Cat. No, not him, the person who sent the song. But this is supposed to be like a really, really heavy song.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that message?
Yeah, about someone having an unfortunate passing.
Yes. And then I said we would listen to it all.
Okay.
Is
it basically like an open letter to the person?
I think so. Let me pull up his message real quick, because he briefly explained
this was the cutie
what it was about.
Had the architect shirt on, was it not?
Was he wearing an architect shirt?
And he came with his girlfriend. And they
yes.
I'm pretty sure that's who
it is. Yes. And, because I have an architect's tattoo. I have several architect's tattoos, actually.
I was wearing
actually.
My Japanese architect shirt.
Oh, were you?
And he was like, sick shirt, and I was like,
you too.
one of the two, something like that.
Nice. That's heavy.
It sounds like...
reminds me of Zayo.
Old school Zayo.
Old school Zayo.
Holy shit.
Sam always wanted to listen to Zayo, and I'd be like... No.
It's just too dark sounding.
My Wi-Fi is not working out here right now, so I can't look at what he said. But yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty heavy song. Like,
sounds
not like, yes, heavy
musically
but lyrically as well, what it's about.
Yo.
It's been a heavy week.
It's been a really heavy week. What's with the future being so heavy, Marty?
Marty.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
Not to make light of something.
No,
so.
Not at all. Absolutely not.
It's so... No one ever knows how to react when the word suicide's brought up. And that's what
right.
this song is about.
Right.
Someone's friend.
Right.
Doing so. And then
did you read the message?
That's what I saw more
yeah.
or less.
Yeah.
I think this sounds pretty accurate to how it would feel.
Right.
As a
trigger
friend
warning.
Losing
sorry.
A friend. I'm
should have
really
said
sorry.
That
I'm
a lot
super
sooner.
Super sorry.
But
it's just not an easy thing.
No,
to
not
even
at all.
Comprehend to talk about.
No. And it's brave to like. Step out and then write a song about how you're feeling, how it affected you.
Yeah.
Big
time.
There's a lot of negative connotation surrounding that word. But
yeah.
It's like until you've stood in someone's shoes who's actually went through it.
Yeah.
Or almost did, or was rescued from it. It's like you have no room to judge anyone for feeling that.
No.
Just wanting a way out from this world, from whatever current situation they're going. But please know that there is always, always someone to talk to.
Yeah.
We're always here. There are numbers. There are websites. There are friends and family. Everyone... wants to save your life. Your life is precious.
I want to save you.
Yeah.
You're safe with me.
You are safe here. You
yes.
are safe with us. We may be goofy and silly like 95 to 100% of the time on this thing, but that's just because the world is so heavy.
Yeah.
And we do go through so much, so we use this as, you know,
just a lighthearted...
Right.
Like, no...
But there is a time and a place to
yes.
talk about those things.
Yes.
And thank you for letting us say such things, because they do need to be said.
Right. Or letting us know if those things should be
right,
spoken
talked
of
about.
More.
I mean, it should
from
always,
us.
It should always be talked about,
yeah.
I think, openly and freely. There should never be any shame in telling someone you're feeling incapable of living.
Right.
That's
or that you're unable to help yourself
right.
any further.
Right. There is no shame in asking for help. And if you're feeling like something is off with someone around you, it probably is, and you need to say something.
Yes.
Check up on them. I think that's a big thing these days. People are always like, check up on your friends. How important it is just to say, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're doing all right. you know, just to stay in contact. We're connected to our phones. There's no excuse these days. There's just no excuse these days.
No.
So, yeah.
There's that.
T sent us this, of course.
Little Tati. This is Hallucinations.
Yeah.
By Paris.
Yeah. I picked the one of the two that I could handle.
Lol.
I don't want to say. I'm trying to figure out what to say. I had like something prepared to say about this band and everything.
Yeah.
I remembered it.
All
right. Right? Content. One thing, like, they're doing something. It was never something I connected with. Not saying it's a bad thing in any way, shape, or form, or that it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Production-wise, top-notch.
Yo.
Like, bro. Absolutely 100%. They were just never a band that I felt a connection with. Even though everyone wants to... I mean, actually, we haven't had that comparison thrown too much at us, which I'm thankful for. But, yeah. You can take it.
I, like, did have a very intense but short interest in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I say this a lot, but, like, it challenged me.
Right.
As a musician and vocally. And I used that as inspiration.
Right. See, I was excited about some of those songs that I heard on that first record.
Yo.
I can't remember what it was called.
Mirrors?
I have no idea. Know. Don't ask
the
me what it was
called. The one at my house and, like, empty.
Yeah.
No, the thing that really inspired me was when they did, like, their dark room acoustic sessions and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd probably roll their eyes at that and be like, oh, my God, that was forever ago. And, like, like us.
Right.
Someone being like, oh, I love your old stuff. And you're like, really?
Shut
the new
the
stuff's better.
Up.
Like,
Right.
But, no, it's good that they haven't given up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of, like, vocal issues that she's went through, and you've got to adapt and change, which I respect that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be able to perform what you do on the record. You've got to be able to do that live, and if you can't, don't do it, and that's something that we've always
stuck
to. And it's terrible. It's, like, it is the worst feeling in the world when your voice lets you down.
Mm-hmm.
So because definitely littlest, relate to that struggle.
Littlest thing.
Dude. For real.
Fucking anxiety.
Dude.
Making you feel like you're choking. Like,
right. Right.
Or being around dumbasses who smoke cigarettes outside of the venue.
Oh, God, don't smoke outside the venue door.
You can't get away from.
Please walk 50 feet away. Cross the street.
Loading. You have to load in where they're smoking, and it's super fun. And
please don't smoke in front of us ever.
Dude.
I will pull it out of your mouth and throw it on the ground
and then be like, sorry, you paid money for that.
Oh,
you're worth more than a fucking white stick full of tobacco,
right? Oh God,
smoke a fucking joint.
Smoke a joint, man, please. I would rather you smoked weed.
I'll roll you a fucking doobie, man, and trade you it for your whole pack of cigarettes. I'll roll you a whole cigarette worth of joints. I shit you not, I will do it. Don't smoke,
dude.
Please.
Who is this, fam?
This is Billy Strings.
Yes.
Song's called Enough to Leave.
Caleb W.
Yo.
Sent us this.
This reminds me of, what's his? This is really stupid. Long hair, beard, mom, like, really likes
Chris
him.
Stapleton?
Yes.
Oh.
That's kind of the... It actually sounds like the guy who sings You Got a Friend in Me.
You from Toy Story?
Yeah. Just, like, super easy.
This is, like, vinyl? Give me this on vinyl.
Mom
right
would
now.
Probably really like this.
Absolutely. Dude, the bluegrassy, like, folky awesomeness.
I can appreciate
it. Absolutely, dude.
Absolutely. It's a whole ass energy, man.
It's a lot of energy. It's good for just chill, easy listening.
Also,
and, like,
Maylene in the Sons of Disaster, fam.
Dude.
Who remembers that fucking banjo beginning? That's
dude. Yes. Yeah. But the outro of that record's really good, too.
That, I fell asleep to that for quite a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just because it's like a beautiful, slow, soft violin. Life blood,
right? I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know it, but I can't remember it.
Is it
right
like
now?
It's like it's got Roman numerals in it or something.
Does it? Like the name?
Fucking
of this
bless
one?
Dallas.
Yeah.
That human being.
He's been through a lot.
He legit was broken physically in half and came back
to
life.
Had to be put back together. Yeah.
Bless his whole existence.
Right, no, Maylene was a whole phase there.
Big time.
Yeah, dude. The shirt with the eagle on it.
Oh, don't touch me, dude.
Did I get that at Hot Topic? I probably got that at Hot
Bro,
Topic.
Bro, back when Hot Topic was popping.
You know.
The motherfuckers
they got
don't eat
shit.
No, they don't.
Not at ours. Bro. That's true. Fuck that shit.
Oh, shit.
I didn't do this.
You didn't?
I did not do
Who
this.
Who did this? I'm going to call you out right now.
I'm going to tell you.
Dude, I worked
second.
My ass off on these.
Dude, this is our remix of Kill the Revivalist. I'm going to say these are double underscores. D4NNI.
D4NNI.
It's probably supposed to be like Danny.
Let me see. where am I looking? Oh, yeah. There. She's a really nice girl.
Yes.
She's very... Very nice girl.
Yes. So I thought that was funny when someone
wow,
else sent
so
us this.
Wow, that's so fucking cool.
Dude, this remix completely changed the vibe of the song.
This is like,
and it's
we've
dope.
Contemplated only doing this song the remix style. This remix was the very first like birth child I made out of a program I downloaded on my phone, dude.
Dude,
this shit slaps. What?
Dude, it's really good actually. Dude, we should do a whole record like this. Would you be mad?
No.
I know you wouldn't be mad.
Well, I'm the
with
people.
The people.
I'm
Are
the
you
people.
The people?
I'm the people, no.
I'm the people. Yeah, dude. This was a really fun...
I want to do it again.
Like for absolutely.
If I get vocal stems for anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got it. We've got stems for... Easy. Yawning. We've got stems for 2020. All of 2020, I do believe.
That's a concept. Who wants a 2020 remix album?
EP.
Let us know in the comments below.
You can comment on this shit.
Bro, I don't know.
But, yeah, Nikki made all the remixes for these, and I just kind of, like, helped engineer-ish a bit, mix and master. But
it was a time in my life.
Dude, they turn out dope though. Like,
I'm
and
so
they'd
proud.
Be even better now. Now that
they're
you know.
Kind of cringy, because
no,
like,
I don't think so.
I hear where things like should have met up better.
You know,
but like, it's like
you live and you learn.
It's almost like listening to something a younger sibling made. Like, I'm so fucking proud of you. Oh my god, good job.
Oh my god.
I just want people to be proud of me.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Thanks, man. Those are the things we hate being called, and like, I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud of you
I
too.
I thought
dude.
You were looking at me like,
I was actually.
Say it back, bitch.
I was actually.
Are you proud of me? Have you been looking at me?
What's the things we hate to be called?
Bro and
bro
dude.
And dude.
He's like,
no.
I'm so proud of you, bro. And I'm like, thanks, man. No, see,
someone completely took me out of context.
What a bitch. Like, shut up.
I posted it. I made a post of it.
Shut up, bitch.
I made a...
My inner Bridget is coming out.
Tess.
Yes, Jesse's Tess.
We figured out my drunk girl
Justin's
name.
Fucking Amanda.
It's Tess. Anyways, yeah, I made a post on Facebook not too long ago, like several months ago, about how because... My name is very, like, gender neutral. I will get addressed as a man via the band email more frequently than you would think. People address me as man, as dude, like, professionally back to me in emails. And I'm just like, I just got fed up. Like, it happened 3 times within like an hour. And I was like, don't call me dude, man, or
thanks,
bro.
Thanks, B-Ro.
Right? If you are a man, don't address me as dude, man, or
hey,
bro.
Hey, Justin. Say B-Ro right now. Say it. Did you say it? Nod your head.
Oh, God. But, you. Like, I got so frustrated because it's like, dude. Dude, I'm a woman. It's IE for one. I don't know a man. I mean, whatever. It's always been if you were a guy, it's J-E-S-S-E. If you're a girl, it's J-E-S-S-I-E. I don't care how the fuck you spell your name. Like, literally. But, like, don't assume I'm a guy just because my name is Jesse.
Also, don't call us bro or dude or homie just because we're in a band.
Exactly. That was my point.
And, like, you don't...
If you are a fellow woman, call me dude, call me bro, call me man. But if you are a guy, just don't do it. It's almost disrespectful.
It fucking sucks.
It sounds like a double standard, and I don't care if it is, but, like, there's a mutual respect between women, whereas a lot of the times when a guy calls you that, it's almost like talking down to you.
Exactly. With a woman, it's endearing.
It
Even
is.
If it's
there
you annoying,
go.
You accept it.
Oh, I love it.
But when a guy's like, hey, dude, I'm like, yes, sir.
Excuse, yeah, girl, you want me to start calling you girl all the time? Like, dude.
Literally.
Guys,
no,
if you're okay
no.
with that, I'll start calling you girl. You girl, bitch.
Anytime guys have made me uncomfortable at shows that are like...
You call them bitches, right?
Either... No, not to their face. Maybe I should. Like, yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Are you... No. Calling guys sir who are
God.
Older than me and they get offended. I'm like, there are other things I could address you as.
Yeah.
That would cause way more offense, bruh.
Offense, bruh. Anyways, that's a whole thing.
Just don't fucking talk to me.
Right. Like, you can talk to me as a human being. You can call me by my name. Call me Jesse.
Maybe shake my hand and be like, what's your name?
Also.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, you know where I'm going, right?
Let me bro hug you. Let me bro hug you, bitch.
Dude, this happened to me.
Don't touch me. You're sweaty. I haven't eaten or used a proper toilet with toilet paper the whole fucking day. Don't touch me, bitch. The only boy in bless his heart.
Oh, God.
Adam from Louisiana Lot Lizards.
Yeah.
Okay, babe of the year. He tried to bro hug me and I go, don't fucking bro hug me. Just hug me normal. And he proceeded to just be like, whoops. That's the only time. That's the only time I ever. I was just so fed up that day.
Dude, it was a lot. That weekend was a lot.
God bless you, Adam. I appreciate you.
He waited. Bless his heart. He's like, I'm really sweaty right now, and I want to give you a hug, but I'm gonna wait until I dry off. And I was like,
I
appreciate that. That's so
babe of the year.
Attractive. Thank you.
That's so nice.
That's so nice. But okay, don't. Bro, hug me.
No! Oh, no!
Give me it! No. I got to
hug you. What the fuck, bitch? No! It started with the fucking goddamn bro handshake. Like, I'm gonna dig my nails into your paws!
Oh my God! I don't even know what this song is! Oh, I'm so sorry.
I just threw up all over the floor. This song, can you see it? It's called Let in the Light. Lol.
Nice.
By Mode Rat.
By Mode Rat.
Are you kidding, really?
Slunk39 sent this. The bass player from You and Them, Cameron, sent us this. Thank you, Cameron.
But like...
No. The from the first band that played. In Kalamazoo. Anyways.
Have it at that show. The butt jingle.
Yes.
Bro,
oh God.
Bro.
Anyways, one of the dudes tried to tell me how much he, you know, appreciated and loved our music and went for the bro hug with the handshake.
Oh,
led
God.
With the handshake.
No.
Right? Did the whole, don't do this. Don't do this. Ever
don't
to
do
me.
This to women.
Don't
ever.
Do this to women. Don't.
Or anybody.
Do it with only
your homies.
Bro, just don't do it.
Not
okay?
It.
Ghost it.
No, I go to shake the hand, right? Like a we're normal shaking hands fucking right person, right? And so then they slip in with the thumb grab, right? And I'm just like, oh God, like, no. I thought that was gonna be it, right? And like, then Goat pulls me in, bro.
I'm not touching I am not touching your fucking sweaty chest exactly with the back of my hand.
Bro. I had something in my hand. I couldn't even. I was like, oh, God.
Okay, dude.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
And I was just like, okay. I was just
dude,
like,
no.
Thank you.
I'm pretty thank you. Sure.
Can they? Don't touch me. Like, no. Ani chingo. We are not friends.
We are not friends.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, dude.
Oh my god.
I'm so. You probably should have, like, turn
the volume down.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't even. Did we even?
Yeah, we did.
Dude, all I know is Jay Bertel listens to them, and I. That's the only reason I know them.
That's amazing.
Well, because you played me a song from them one time, like, literally the day before they sent that. And I was like, oh, dope. We'll get to play a song. Anyways.
No, I can't talk any.
Dude, that was. So, dude.
I'm gonna puke, but it's okay.
I feel like I'm gonna puke all the stuffing I just ate.
I had I did the white bitch thing today and bought pumpkin spice.
You did?
Nikki
Who
did.
Bought it for you. Kende?
Dude,
God bless you. I told you you could have it.
You told me I could have it.
I said
it,
we
bro.
Had a hard goddamn week. You can buy the
creamer.
Right? It was silk almond milk pumpkin spice creamer.
I'm so sorry.
And I made myself a latte out of that.
I'm pretty
and
sure.
And it's coming up from laughing so much.
We've listened to this person too. Called Mallrat.
Mallrat. Let me see. Give me 1 second. What's the name of the song?
It's called For Real.
For Real, For Real.
It sounds soft.
Well, yes. L'Oreal dot whatever sent us this again.
It just for sounds real. Like you're saying a name and then being like, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Because Bretman Rock is insane and says, oh, whatever all
dude,
the time.
No. Right? L'Oreal dot whatever. Whatever. It's whatever. It's not with an A. It's actually E-R.
Appreciate the ER.
I gotta
breathe for a second.
Right? Oh my god, that was a
I
lot.
Think I threw my back out.
So today's podcast is a lesson in how to not approach women and women in bands. We're not your bros just because we're in bands.
Don't.
I don't want to be your bro
touch
just
us.
Because I'm in a band.
Bitch.
I'm still a lady. I
don't touch my tattoos.
Oh god.
Don't fucking ask if I need help lifting equipment that I lift every fucking show.
But also you can help us.
Yes. It's all in the approach.
It's all in the approach.
It's all in the approach.
It really is. That is very true.
Would you like some help offloading?
Unloading? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Can
if,
I get
if
that you, for you?
If you look like you don't know what equipment is, we're
true.
Gonna say no.
Exactly.
For your sake and for ours, because there's a lot of equipment that gets thrown left and right.
Oh my god.
And it's too expensive to let people handle
it's
that.
It's too precious,
that
dude.
Don't understand.
We've taken care of the same gear for over probably a good, at least 10 years.
Yes.
And that's why. Like, that is the same gear we used when we started this band. And it still is in
bro.
Excellent condition, so don't fuck it up. That's because we take care of
only
our shit.
Only I can fuck it up because then it's my fault.
Exactly. I was like, I swear to God, if you drop my head, I will murder you. I will murder you on the spot, dude.
I don't.
When guys just, like, fling that thing around, I'm like, to put it down right now. Put it down, dear God in heaven.
Wow!
Just take direction if it's given.
Right. Feel the vibe.
Just
like,
understand.
Don't,
okay.
don't force yourself
it's,
on me, man.
It's very confident direction. It's not rude or bitchy. It's just very confident in
we know what we're doing.
You
it's
have
okay.
to do it a certain way or it all goes to shit, and that's the truth.
That is very true. Like, that is very true.
Even our manager has to take direction from us, and it's totally okay because he does.
There's
great.
An understanding.
I love you, Justin.
There's an understanding. That was a great segment.
Bro.
I hope you're laughing.
I don't even know what happened.
Me neither. I think we just got drugs. All our giggles off.
That's what pheromone drugs sound like.
I can't talk.
Same. This is what Jesse and I are like a lot of the time. But a lot
after
of the time.
After midnight.
Yeah, it's at like 2:33 in the morning while we're standing in front of the fridge.
It's 8 o'clock right now.
Bro, I'm having a rough time.
8 o'clock at night. We had to go grocery shopping today.
Don't go grocery shopping. Order that shit online and let someone bring it to you.
Bro, I hate grocery shopping so much with a passion.
This song is called Running with the Wolves by Aurora.
Aurora. Yes.
The Aurora?
McCoolish sent us this.
Fucking, that's a tight ass name.
Right? McCoolish. McCoolish.
I feel like I want to change my Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. To something like super ridiculous and cool.
I mean, you can always change it back.
I know. I thought about just making it Korean for a while.
That'd be interesting.
So certain people can't find me so easily.
We've discovered new features on Instagram that keeps people from giving us unwanted attention. That's fun.
Yeah, 100%. There's an awesome new feature that.
Talk about it. Tell me about it.
It's called fuck balls. What's it called?
It was like, I'm trying to remember what you told me. Like, you moderate, like, what people can and can not see. Like, someone can comment, they can still comment on your content, but no one else can see it but you.
Super M is posting pictures of their fans, and I just died.
What? Like,
how
with
lucky.
Them?
No,
like, with
actually,
them?
Just fans. Look at that.
Oh, that's adorable. Dude,
I'm
Super M is a
them.
Time. That's going on the playlist. Jopping is motherfucking going on the playlist next week. Bro, you all get
okay,
ready for
let me
jopping.
Just see, okay, say somebody that makes you uncomfortable continues to comment on your pictures.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to block them and make it obvious and cause more trouble or something of the sort.
Even though sometimes you should just block
that motherfucker.
So you swipe
left, right, and there's an arrow, an exclamation point, and a delete bucket, right?
Yeah. Right.
So you click on the exclamation point. I already marked that one. That's sad.
Oh, boy.
I guess you click abusive content.
Okay.
Right? And it takes you to, like, what was the word?
I know,
why can't
I'm trying
I
to
think
remember.
Of it?
It's, like, unsolicited. Like, it's unwanted attention. Attention that you don't want. That was the last song in the playlist.
Wow.
But
I thought I was going to be able to get through this without, like, having any trouble.
It's okay.
But the internet out here is really spotty because we're in a whatever
But you
building.
Click abusive comment, right?
Nope, that's not.
That's not
it's
it.
It's like un.
Maybe I can find it.
Uncensored? No, that's not it. But it's something of the sort.
My Wi-Fi is gone too.
When you click on this, this isn't sponsored. I'm just letting people know.
Well, it's a good protective mechanism for some. If you. You just to take
so
control.
So essentially this is what happens. Like only you and the person who comments can see anything they post. Nobody else in your feed can see the annoying or inappropriate things they may say.
Right.
And then it allows you to see their messages without them knowing. So it doesn't say seen, which is really intrusive and I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Because it puts this weird level of pressure on you.
Yeah.
And then you can monitor it keeps them from seeing your stuff as often, I believe.
Gotcha.
So like when you make new posts and stuff, it might not pop up for them.
Right. That's pretty brilliant. So because you can still block people from seeing your stories and stuff.
Yes.
You can like go through and individually pick who
and I
can
did,
and cannot
I
see
did
your
that
stuff.
Yesterday, I shit you not, to 5 people.
Dude. I mean, if people's making you uncomfortable and you don't want to, like, start a thing over it, but like, you don't want other... This is the thing. If you don't want other people to see it...
Exactly. Because
that's the thing.
It makes you feel embarrassed.
Right.
In a way.
Right.
Like, ladies who like to post cute pickies, or boys who like to post the cute pickies.
Right.
Just being natural.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And people are all like, ooh, daddy, ooh, hey, girl, can I, like, slap?
No,
absolutely
no.
Not. You can fucking block those bitches.
Right.
But you can also 100% control it.
Absolutely. So that no one else can see it.
And, like,
make you feel weird or start, like, unnecessary fights. Shit.
Right.
Because, like, that's not... Trust me, like, yeah.
If you
the big sister in me comes out and I'm just like, point them out. I will wreck you with my words, bitch.
Sick.
You want to hear my voice continue to drop?
Anytime I try to fight with somebody, I show it to Jess first. I'm like, can I say this? And she edits it. And it's like, no, change these three words, these three keywords, and they have nothing on you.
Exactly.
So just don't fight with me, because essentially you'll get rebuked by my sister. It's just not worth it. Also, my mom will end up throwing bad vibes your way.
Down. She'll pray for your demise.
Yeah, no, she'll just pray for you. She really will. She will pray for you. If anybody has prayer requests, send them in. I will genuinely give them to my mother.
For real.
And she will pray.
Dude, she will send you blessings.
All of the Holy Spirit and Godness. Or whatever you believe.
Whatever you believe.
Buddha. Nothingness.
Dude, if you just want comfort, the universal comfort.
Just know that. Yo,
we're very open-minded.
I will pray for you. I will be like, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Receive it and believe it.
If that's what you want. If
that's
not
what you need.
That is totally okay. We'll be like, universe, send you positive vibes.
Yes. Or we won't talk about it at all.
Or we won't talk about it at all. We'll just give you a silent hug, and that be all that you need.
A silent hug, bitch.
Bro, we're open-minded. We're open-minded.
Like, we can
up
just
in this
look
joint.
At each other and be understanding.
Yeah.
Like, are you having a hard time? Just nod, and I'll just stare at you for 5 seconds.
Dude, the thing I fucking love about the Korean language, right? A noise means something. Like,
a noise. Yeah.
Like, the tone.
This is hilarious.
I love it.
This is hilarious.
I love it.
I call my mom, Oma.
Sometimes. Not,
she responds
not
to it.
Korea boo.
She responds, I'm not Korea boo, bitch.
You're learning. You're
learning
the
Korea
language.
And speaking it to my mother.
Yes.
To see, and she's like, that's real.
Yes.
And then I teach her what I've learned.
Exactly.
So then I remember it.
Yes.
But she responds to a multitude of Korean words now. And it fucking
amazing.
Makes me live, bitch.
Dude, it's
when
awesome.
We told her they say ramen with an L, and she said it one day, and I was like, excuse me, can they what did you say? What? Oh, my.
Dude, it was great. It was great. Yeah.
Also, I'm so
sorry.
You
gotta practice.
If there's any Koreans who are annoyed by...
But we're learning. We're not doing it in
I'm
a dumb way.
I'm learning really hard.
God, we're trying very
hard. I'm learning in a way that... I'm learning by...
Speaking it in a daily life.
Right. I'm trying to learn by hearing...
Syllables.
Living, breathing Koreans. Speak it.
Right.
Look it up. Break
right.
it down.
Exactly.
I
so
am
much
taking
goes into
multiple
learning.
Lessons.
Dude.
All over the place.
All over the place. Well, let's wrap this up before we continue. We're at
Korean word of the day.
What's that? What did you learn today?
What
Anything?
I learned today?
Anything?
I'm trying to remember the last Korean word I learned.
Well, you told me chingo, which is
chingo,
friend.
Chingo, yeah. Ne chingo Jesse.
Yeah.
But Jesse is my Nuna. But
no, I'm not your
not
Nuna.
Not my
I'm
Nuna,
Una.
You're my Uni.
Older sister.
Uni.
There's different... There's masculine and feminine words in Korean, just like in Spanish
I
and
call
French
our
and stuff.
Dog Luna Nuna.
Right, that's just a nickname.
Because she's...
Technically, in dog years, she's older than us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we're not related, so, you know, technically.
But
I don't know. I would call... I would
you'd
call,
still call her Uni.
I would call Tena
no.
Uni.
Yes.
I would call... Wait, am no, I older you, than...
I don't know.
What the...
I don't know.
No, Tana's older than me. No, she's not. Her birthday's in August.
Oh.
I'm older.
I'm older?
Your opa calls me Nuna.
Yo, I love Jesse.
That's awesome. So, all right. Anyways.
I'm sorry. That
Dude.
Was just That's just regular weird conversation. Bye.
Welcome to our world. It's a fun one sometimes.
Pop it. Drop it.
Lock it. Drop it. Lock it. Drop it. We jumpin', we poppin', we joppin'.
Put your hand in the air, let me see you bounce.
Is it? Anyways. this is getting like awkward turtle. Weird. Awkward turtle hands.
Yo, I can't do it because we're holding our microphones.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Everybody, look
out! I've
got
to bounce this down.
Everybody,
right now.
Look out for our new drop.
Oh shit!
We got a song coming up. I may or may not have a song coming up in just a few days.
Plurals.
You know, happy birthday, Jimin. I love you, baby.
Plurals.
Parallel?
Plurals.
We run parallel.
Songs.
Go listen to Highway to Heaven.
Songs.
By NCT 127.
Bro, it's going to be a time. Parallel
cool.
Drops October 25th.
Mark Lee.
You better be at that show, Traverse City. We need to feel this fucking love.
Yo,
bro. Everybody
just
better be there because we're playing the whole thing. Playing the whole thing.
Does anyone know what that sound is?
That shirt on my.
Screw some juice. If
nice.
You guessed, I don't
Dude,
know.
It's way too long.
I'm so sorry. I have such a headache from laughing
Dude,
that hard.
In grocery shopping.
Dude, fuck the police.